Heidi and Frank Show. You want to go see a movie tonight at the Directors Guild of America Theater. An exclusive screening of The Woman Chaser starring Patrick Warburton. Well, you're listening at the right time because I do have some pairs of tickets remaining. And I think we have Patrick Warburton here. He was in the Bristol Farms Green Room, and now he's standing outside the door. There he is. Good to see you again.
As handsome as ever. Hi, Patrick.
Last time Patrick was here, we were in a different studio.
We were.
I think we actually just started the damn show. I think he might be our first guest we ever had, right?
Am I
wrong about that?
It's very exciting.
What?
I
think you might be the first guest that we ever had on the program.
Really?
And now you're back.
Yeah.
What an honor.
2 years later.
Almost yes. 2 years.
Right.
Wow.
We're also going strong. What do you got? You got your green bracelets on. What is that? Were you just at a club?
No, I was singing a little backup with Alice Cooper last night.
Oh, no, I mean, no big deal. Whatever. He's also a friend of the show, Alice Cooper.
Yeah. No, it was a St. Jude event last night. And so that's a great way if, you know, other than, you know, what you guys do, if you want to meet and hang out with rock stars, you have a St. Jude event. And then they all want to come out and perform. You know, they all play golf.
Yeah.
So you have a golf event, and then they're all there. And so,
how's your handicap?
Oh. My lack of talent. I just, I've been playing for years. I kind of suck, but I love it.
You've been playing for years, but you still suck.
That's golf.
See, that's what I don't, because I don't play golf. And maybe one day I will. I don't know. It's too slow for me. I'm more tennis, something fast paced. But you guys always bitch about golf. But it's like this love-hate thing that I guess I don't understand. I get too frustrated.
But it's so much fun. It's a great common denominator. You know, everybody plays, so you know.
Right.
This was fun. Yesterday I played with, in my group, I had Alex Lifeson, you know, from Rush, Tommy Thayer, and Alice Cooper. So we all played. And then during the day, Alice goes, so you got to sing backup for me tonight. I'm like, okay, sure. And then...
Did you think he was just joking around? You're like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
No. Because I know he's like, all right. And so then, you know, after a couple of drinks, I'm out there with... Like my son, and he's got some of his buddies and stuff, and now Coop's on stage, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go. And so, you know, I'm climbing up on stage like an idiot, and then.
Security!
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm supposed to be here.
I'm supposed to be here.
Alice asked me, they're like,
he didn't say anything to us.
I have the green wristband.
And then afterwards, you know, you're going to your friends, how did I sound? I sounded pretty good, right? And they're like, well, I don't know. Your mic was sort of turned down. But it sounded, did I look like I was in key?
Yeah. Your lips were moving. It looked like you knew the words.
Hand on the microphone, but don't pot it up.
Yeah. It looked like all the backstage guys were in a panic when you went up there. But you probably sounded okay.
So you are busy. You did this thing last night, and now you're going to do this thing tonight at the Directors Guild of America Theater, the exclusive screening of the movie The Woman Chaser that was released in 1999.
Yeah. And I love to, because I was in my two-hour drive here. I'm so glad they spent 15 years widening the Sepulveda Pass so it could take just as long.
Yeah. I mean, all that time and effort.
Everybody who said nature abhors a vacuum. And that's just it. They can do that. It just doesn't matter. It's the exact same.
That's the suck of Los Angeles.
Yeah. But you're giving out, so you're like giving tickets. And people are like, oh, well, thanks. I have no idea what this is. Like, what is it? Well, it's a movie from 99 that... nobody saw, but thank you. You have
so
Elton John
it was released
or
originally.
Yeah. Yes.
And then now it's on Netflix. It's going to be him.
It's an interesting little film. It was, and it is in black and white, actually. Yes.
You're remembering correctly.
Not because they didn't have color.
There was just
time,
low budget.
Frank.
Low budget. There was just really low budget. It's expensive to shoot in color.
They started doing the talkies.
Do people talk in the movie or not? Is it just more?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
Gosh. It was based on a Pulp Fiction novel written by Charles Williford, who is the Pulp Fiction writer, one of the primary influences of Quentin Tarantino. And so it was shot film noir style, and it's just it's really kind of trippy and full of irony. And my go-to guy in this now has been Patton Oswalt, who I'm a huge fan of. Now,
you're tweeting at all the time. What is the limerick stuff that you guys do together?
Oh, no. I just tried to get on board that one day with his limerick stuff, but I guess none of mine were good enough.
Oh, no retweets,
not
no
even
favorite.
A favorite.
Yeah, I go, I'll catch on. So, I don't know. But I'm just a big fan of his. And I bumped into him at Disney's Imagineering about 4 months ago, and And I don't think we'd even met. And he just goes, I love The Woman Chaser. So for me, it's very validating when someone that sharp
that
and
like,
funny.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, but it just sort of – it disappeared because it – they had about – pardon me. My voice is right.
Well, you were singing back with Alice Cooper last night for St. Jude's event. You know, no big deal.
But
whatever.
They had about $250,000 in music on this, and I guess there were ownership issues, so it just sort of, you know, slipped through the cracks. I mean, there was that VHS release, but it didn't even get released on.
Now, what is? Can you explain to the kids listening what VHS is?
I mean, we've come a long way from VHS to Netflix.
I know.
Now it's like
it will do well on Netflix.
From VHS to. The Cuddler. What's the new?
the new app. The
Cuddler.
Yes.
Are you on Tinder? Are you on any of these apps? Cuddler.
If I was on Tinder, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Right. Yeah. See.
I thought it'd be. I mean, because you have somebody in your life, obviously. I thought it'd be fun just to go ahead and create profiles just to show that you still have it. Go look. Yes. This person swiped right on me, and look, she's pretty cute. I could be with her right now. So calm down. Honey.
Oh yeah, that's right. Really good for the relationship.
But I'm not going to go do anything. I'm just proving that I still got it.
You got it.
Just,
you're fine.
I know I'm kind of a big deal. I've got 75 Facebook friends, or was it
yes, followers?
Followers, mm-hmm. Yeah, to prove it.
Right.
MySpace followers.
He's big on MySpace still.
Yes.
He doesn't need to do that.
So this have a kind of this movie have a cult following before and now Netflix is saying this.
It did, yeah. So it's just kind of cool. It's coming out and.
Are you doing at DGA tonight with the exclusive screening? Are you doing like a Q&A thing too? What can people expect tonight?
We'll do something maybe before it.
Okay.
Then I have to. I'll actually have to leave in the midst of it to go catch a red eye to Boston. So. Where I'm working with.
My God, Patrick.
That's where you're talking about with somebody about the big budget deal for The Tick.
Tick. Is that coming back?
Hopefully. We're working on that. I'm working on TED 2. That's why I'm going to Boston
for. Right.
But, yeah, it's we are in the in something of a process right now.
Because our producer, Eric, right. It's so weird that you're in today, and I forgot that you were coming in, and you were going on and on and on about The Tick yesterday, going, oh, my God, it was so amazing, and then and he was like, it was so edgy. And
what'd you say? I had 9 episodes, and then it got canceled, the live action?
Well, it was really very expensive. It was one of the first single-camera half-hour shows, you know, and at the time, that's when Fox discovered reality TV, too. So they had this show called Joe Millionaire
we remember that.
Yeah, so it was like 1 hour of, you know, they didn't pay actors. It's an hour. It didn't cost anything to make, and they had huge viewership. And so
– just bad timing, once again.
Yeah, they looked at
the – I think it's when Lyme disease was bad, too. And it's like, it's just like, oh, come on. Can't
catch
a break
here.
We
can't scare America with this guy, this big blue creature.
So now my new show is going to be The Ebola. He's a superhero that.
I got a feeling that one's not going to do well either.
Yeah. It just doesn't ring. But so even though the critics loved it and it was just, we were the opposite of Joe Marion. We were expensive and we were half hour. And so they just fed us to the dogs.
By the way, what was The Tick's superpower?
Really. Very just strong and insightful.
Yeah, it's
he's just sort of a parody of all, you know. He's Mr. Ridiculous.
Mr. Ridiculous. Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And so you're going out to Boston to film TED 2.
Yeah.
Now, they've been out there for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to – looks like a moving production, actually, to Los Angeles because Seth's just he's done with it out there. He's been there for 4 months, so he says we're going to pick up and go to L.A. He's literally moving the whole production.
I guess when you're Seth MacFarlane, you can do that. Yeah. Any more man-on-man smooching in this film?
No. My sons are all really disappointed. They're like, they think it's really very funny.
How much more time do you have on TED? Like, how much more do you have to do? So that you can relax. Because you just explained your last 2 days and your next day, I'm like, when are you going to just hang out?
No, this is just a really very busy, you know, last few days.
Okay.
I'm not that busy. I still bump into people who are like, you were great on Seinfeld.
Of course.
Are you still acting? Are you still? Yeah, I'm on, I'm on a Crackle show. Haven't you heard of Sony?
It is amazing how like incredibly rude someone can will be. Like they think they're being complimentary, but they're being so rude.
I don't. No, I'm like, no, I don't do any more acting. I have these movies from 1999 that you know will be on Netflix, and I'll make hundreds from that.
Literally, hundreds. put on your headphones. We've got Gina on the phone. She wants tickets. And so I want her to let's play a little truth or pair. Mm. She's going to ask you anything. And then if you answer the truthfully, she gets nothing. But if you don't answer, she gets a pair of tickets. Okay?
I didn't agree to this.
I know. I didn't know I was going to do it. Hello, Gina. Or is it Gina?
Hi.
Gina?
Probably Gina. Yeah.
Say hello to Patrick Warburton.
Hi. I love you.
Good morning. I love you, Gina.
Do you have a question for Patrick?
No, I just want to say I love him, and I hope I get tickets. I think that show Rules of Engagement. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so you are still acting.
No, that was 2 years ago. Yeah.
All right, Gina, since you didn't play along, I'm going to go ahead and give you a pair of tickets anyway to go to the exclusive screening of The Woman Chaser tonight at the Directors Guild of America. It's going to be on Netflix starting, what, Saturday?
This last area, so it's on now, yeah.
Oh, it's on Netflix now, so when you go home, you can watch it. Stay on hold, we're going to hook you up. As far as being a woman chaser, do you think you know what women want when you get them in the sack?
Well, Kathy and I have been together for 30 years now, see. So
what would she say?
Wealth of...
Do you know what she wants?
I feel like at this point I do. I mean,
well, you don't stay
I
with somebody for 30 years and you're not happy.
Come on, you fall into a rut. You get into a routine. It's like, come on, can we do something different?
You do. You really do have to mix it up a little bit.
What do you do to mix it up, just to keep things spicy after 30 years?
For me, just join Cuddler because that's something I can get away with.
Mm. You know, it's
not going all the way. I can just go cuddle.
How old are your kids?
22, 20. My son Talon is 22 and 6'5", and yeah, he's a moose. And then Lexi's 20, and Shane is 16, and Gabriel is going to be 14.
Okay, so you do still have kids at home. So I was assuming it's like that the sex and the romance is different when you've got little kids running around, where you're like you got to sneak away like for like really quickly. He's napping.
Obviously, so quickly there was no condoms involved. Because how many kids do you have?
Well, we have four, and they're all still there too. Because even our two eldest are both going to university, but one's 10 minutes from the house, and one's 20 minutes. So everybody still is at home, and all their friends are always there. So it's a madhouse.
On a sports scholarship, and 6'5", big guys. He playing football. Doing?
And we have he does jujitsu and mixed martial arts.
Ooh,
and stuff like
Ultimate
that.
Fighter.
I don't think he wants to go that far. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
He's gonna concentrate on the clarinet.
Yeah,
his other love.
So he's a remarkable young man. And I stopped wrestling with him about 4 or 5 years ago because I'll just get hurt. You know, you want to like I'll grab him or something, and then I'll just immediately tap out.
Like, that was dumb.
I'm just kidding.
The roles have changed when you jump on his back, and he's like, oh, let's wrestle, buddy.
Look how adorable my dad is.
Look at him, Mom. Look at him. He thinks he has me.
Horsey.
Patrick, thank you so much for coming in. Go and see the movie The Woman Chaser on Netflix. It's up right there right now. And if you want to go see the movie today at the Directors Guild of America, I still have some pairs of tickets left. So go ahead and give us a call. And the first one's through with as many as I have left. We'll give those away right now. 1-800-955-KLOS. You know the door's always open for you, man. Anytime you want to come back.
At Patty Warbucks, right, on Twitter if you want
at
to
At Patty Warbucks.
Thanks. You guys are great. I really appreciate this.
We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.